And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hour number two is upon us. Our guest at the top of this hour, Dr. Paul Nathanson, been on with us before. Welcome back, Dr. Paul. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Okay, 2020 has been miserable. Is extreme masculinity to blame?
Well, I mean, that's an absurd question from the article that was in Politico. No, of course not. I mean, there are many causes of misery in 2020, namely a pandemic, which was caused by no particular group of people except maybe in China. But there is a problem. I think the article points out a very interesting problem, and that is that in the past few years, we've had to look at President Trump as, apart from anything else, an image of masculinity. And so what does his form of masculinity say about America today? So that was an interesting question. I don't agree with the article's conclusion because it portrays both Trump and masculinity in general, men in general, as being toxic. And the word toxic is a very pejorative word. Anybody who uses it is referring to people as being sources of contamination.
Right.
But some of the features of masculinity, as it has come to be known in the past few years, not before Trump, but also including Trump, there are some features of masculinity that really are dangerous primarily to men. For example, the business about wearing masks. Now, I suppose there's a certain amount of debate about whether how much masks can protect people. They don't protect the wearer, but they do protect the people around the wearer. So then the question is, why are so many people, and I suspect it's more men than women, who don't wear masks, partly because they can't be bothered, and I wear a mask, but I can hardly breathe with it on, and I certainly can't see out of my glasses, so it is a serious inconvenience. On the other hand, that inconvenience becomes very secondary in the context of a pandemic. I mean, you have to do something. You have to at least try.
No offense, I'm going to stop here for a second. Says who? Who says we have to do something? I mean, we're seeing all over the country, Dr. Paul, that certain countries have done certain things, and the reality is everybody's getting hit the same way no matter how you've done it. So do we have to do something?
Well, yes, I think we do. If only for symbolic reasons.
And by the way, I think that's really all it is, which, just as a side note, I'm fully against. I don't like doing things just as a symbol. I think that's a sign of weakness.
Well, that's what the article is saying. The article is saying that because people believe that masculinity means acknowledging no vulnerability at all, therefore, that plays into the negativity around the masks. So there is a connection with a certain kind of masculinity. It's not only a practical matter. It's not only a matter of what scientists do or do not say. In fact, most of the things that we do every day have meaning on several levels. On the one hand, they might be practical. On the other hand, they might say something about who we are as individuals or as a society. So these things are all interlocked. But the mask, I don't want to focus on the mask because that's just one
right.
example among many. I think the general idea of this article is that many men, not all men, have gotten the idea that to be a man means always to be a winner, never to acknowledge even the possibility of being fragile in some way or in need of help. And this is something that has a statistical effect medically on men, both in terms of mental health and physical health. It creates a lot of stress apart from anything else, because if you see the world as a constant battle between people who are trying to cut the rug out from under you, the dog-eat-dog mentality,
right,
that causes stress, and stress causes problems, many problems. So anyway, that was the point of the article. I think that it's something that should be taken seriously, but not in the form that this article is clearly hostile to men.
And by the way, that's where I take issue with that end of things. And I agree with you. I mean, I think, in my opinion, we have gotten to the point, at least in this country, but I think it's a worldwide issue, Dr. Paul, partly why I struggle so much with what we've gone along with in this country in regards to what the rest of the world is doing, because frankly, the rest of the world sees men as the opponent in most cases, and it's now starting to happen here in the United States of America. And by the way, I don't think anybody's an opponent. I don't see this as a war. I don't see, nor do I think there should be a war between, you know, male and female sexes. I think each one of us were designed in a particular way to complement one another, not conflict with one another.
Well,
and I think if we would realize that, we'd be in a lot better shape.
Well, yes, I agree with you. The problem is that there are a whole lot of people out there who don't agree. And I guess I would like to put this discussion of men and women in the larger context that has emerged very recently and very suddenly of wokeism.
Right.
Or whatever.
Yep.
There are many words.
No, well said. That's a good word. We use it here. Good word.
You know, I think for 30 or 40 years was largely a battle waged by ideological feminists against men has now got a larger context, and that is wokeism. So that whatever women or feminists or ideological feminists used to say about men, they now say also in connection with race. So we've got these two things going on, race and sex.
Well said.
And they're polarizing and dividing the country. You know, it's very, frankly, I'm scared. It's a scary problem.
But to your point, Dr. Paul, it's gone as far now to where even a lot of the feminists don't like the way it's gone, because now it's coming back to actually bite them when we've got men turning into women just so they can be a woman, thereby knocking down a lot of what the feminists wanted in the first place. This thing's coming full circle, and they don't like it.
No, of course not. And in this case, I agree with the feminists.
I do, too. I agree with them at this point.
Nobody ever called me a feminist, but you know, there's such a thing as common sense, and when you have people now claiming that, today I feel like a woman, tomorrow I feel like a man. We even had an example in the Canadian newspaper where I live. There's somebody who's bringing a case to court because he or she or it identifies as a dog. Okay? So there's no limit to how...
Nope.
Fragmented.
That's right. Well said. No, I appreciate you saying that. When we start going down these, in my opinion, dangerous paths, where do they stop?
Well, there's, you know, I'm not a fortune teller, but I know enough history to know that any society that fragments to the point that even reason, our logic, is now considered a patriarchal or racist plot to oppress people. You've gone about as far as you can go. You can't depend on reasonable discourse, then you cannot have a country or a society. So I think that the stakes are very high. It's not just about Republicans and Democrats, or even men and women, or even whites and blacks. It's about whether or not the entire nation can cohere.
Right. No, I agree. And again, I agree with you. The mask thing maybe isn't the best example, because I will tell you right now, Dr. Paul, that in my own family, it's not a male or female thing in my family. We all hate them. Nobody wants to wear one. We get lots of female listeners even that will, you know, lady listeners that will call in and say the same thing. So I don't really think that the mask is necessarily a male versus female thing by any means. I think it's really become more of a dependent versus independent thing so much as a male versus female.
But you know what the mask does? One of the things that it does is that at a time of grave danger, let's say, many people feel a need to do something, anything, just to feel a sense of control. Now, maybe you're not like that. Maybe I'm not like that. But it's not a stupid thing, and it's not a plot. It's just
I understand what you're saying, and to answer your question, I don't think I'm that way, and it sounds like you're not, but although we say that, I think you and I both are probably in the minority when it comes to those things. I think in general, people tend to feel a need to do something, even if it's not right, when it comes to how we try to fix these things we're involved in as a country right now.
Yes. Yes, and you know, the interesting thing is here, I hadn't thought about it before, but I am now. A mask is a covering over the mouth, and it represents in a very direct way the whole idea of being silenced.
Right.
Or canceled or deplatformed.
Correct.
Or whatever. You know, so in the background is hovering all this controversy, much more serious controversy, over wokeism.
Right. Well said. Dr. Paul, I agree with you. Wholeheartedly. How do folks find out more about you and the work you're doing?
Well, my books are on Amazon. They're all on, not all. My first book was on The Wizard of Oz, but my other books are about misandry, and misandry is in the title of each of the four volumes that my co-author, Catherine Young, and I have published. And they're all on Amazon. Just look up my name and misandry, and you'll get them.
Perfect. Dr. Paul, I appreciate it very much. Merry Christmas, and thank
Merry
you so
Christmas.
Much for joining
thank
us.
You.
I appreciate it, sir.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Good stuff. We'll come right back. Extreme Auto Repair is up next. And at Extreme, they want to help you with your vehicle needs, whatever they are. And don't forget, they've got Cooper tires. They'll sell you at cost as well. Find them at klzradio.com or 303-841-1071.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong. Extreme Auto Repair will honor your service contract. Unlike most independent shops, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership's service contract. Promises kept.
Franktown Firearms, folks, on January 16th, they've got a tactical pistol course at Franktown Firearms. You can find out more by going to the website, find them at klzradio.com or call 720-770-7777. Again, 720-770-7777.
The team at Franktown Firearms designed their indoor shooting range to be an oasis from the outside world where you can relax, unwind, and blow off a little steam. They've worked hard to keep their shelves stocked and prices low so they can provide a welcoming place to practice, learn, and take a break for a while. You may be seeing wiped out shelves everywhere else, but not at Franktown Firearms. The team at Franktown Firearms want to help you become an educated, well-trained, confident shooter. So they make sure you have everything you need to practice, including ammo. Buy a gun at Franktown, and they will have ammo for you to train with at a fair price. As a member of Franktown Firearms, you can reserve lane time 7 days a week, including after hours, so you can come by after work. Sign up for a membership today at klzradio.com/Franktown. Mention Rush to Reason for a discount on your initiation fee. Franktown Firearms. Save money. Get treated well.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. A little Christmas music going on there. All right, let's have a little fun here. Richard's going to join me here in about 10 minutes. But before we do that, I have 10 misconceptions out-of-staters have about Colorado. So as a Colorado native, I feel like these are some things that I can talk about because I've lived here my whole life. Number 10, winter is just one big snowstorm, which, yeah, a lot of folks around the country still believe. Unfortunately, though, there are a lot of folks that understand that's not the case in Colorado, and there are tons of people moving here because they've actually figured out that our weather is actually quite nice year-round, despite what a lot of folks might think otherwise. It's funny, you travel other parts of the world, country, wherever, and they hear you're from Colorado, and they, you know, you tell them it's December, and they're like, oh, is it snowing there? It's like, well, no, it's like 70 degrees today. So, I mean, literally, those are the kind of responses you get from a lot of folks outside of Colorado. Number 9, wild animals are friendly. Even though the group of elk you spot might be seemingly using a crosswalk, these elk are still wild animals. Approaching them is dangerous, and harassing them is illegal. Yes, those of us that have lived in Colorado for a very long time understand that wildlife is still just that, wildlife. Yes, there's that occasional video you'll find on Facebook or YouTube or whatever where somebody's actually, you know, got some friendly deer or friendly whatever it happens to be. But folks, that's, those of you that don't live in Colorado, that's few and far between. That does not happen very often. Number 8, everyone likes craft beer. I am not one of those. I know Charlie is not one of those either. So I am not a craft beer guy. So no, not everybody in Colorado likes craft beer, even though I do believe we, Charlie as a state, and I think even like Boulder was one of the innovators of craft beer where it kind of got started. Not everybody in Colorado is a craft beer drinker. Number 7, visiting Colorado is always super expensive. No, it depends on what you're doing, where you're at, and what you're doing. So no, it's not always super expensive. We that live here know that, but I think people from out of town think that coming to Colorado is always expensive. It depends on what you're doing. Everyone here is also high. That's another misconception. We all know that not everyone here is high. There are a lot that are, but quite honestly, it's no different than a lot of other states. Those that do it, do. Those that don't, don't. Not everybody here in Colorado is high. Every Coloradan skis. No, they don't. I'm a native. I don't ski. I'll say that again. I'm a native. I don't ski. Charlie, do you ski? Have you ever been skiing? Charlie doesn't ski either. So see, two of us don't ski. Just because you're in Colorado doesn't mean you ski. I just, honestly, folks, never learned. I just grew up in a home where we didn't go. We did other things during the winter. We didn't ski. It just wasn't something we did a lot of. So I'm not a skier. So my kids all ski, but I don't. Number 4, no one works. We just explore. Well, some do. The trust fund kids, that's what they do. Some of the college kids, that's what they do. But no, the majority of us still work. We don't just explore all the time. Number 3, everyone loves the Denver Broncos. No, I've got a portion of my family that are actually Kansas City Chiefs fans, and they live in Colorado and are natives of Colorado. So no, not all Coloradans are Bronco fans and or fanatics. Number 2, all Coloradans are super athletes. No, I'm not a super athlete. I try to stay fit, but I am by no means a super athlete. Number 1, Colorado is all mountains. No, Colorado is about everything, and no, it's not all mountains. The one thing it is not is a lot of water. We do not have a lot of water here in Colorado. Dave and Thornton, you're next.
Well, I was trying to get to you before you finished the list.
No, go ahead.
Because you're actually doing us a disservice by breaking these myths. Please, we need to keep them believing this, please.
We don't want people moving here, do we?
Well, yeah, yes, bears are friendly here. They're just like Winnie the Pooh.
Bears are friendly. Yeah, go touch one.
Every single one of them.
Go pet one, yes.
And it is super expensive to come here. You probably shouldn't. I would recommend you go to California or, you know, Florida. That's a lot cheaper than coming to Colorado, even just to visit.
Well, your point, Dave, honestly, when it comes to housing, is well taken because you're right on the money. That is true.
Yeah. And we get a July 4th blizzard every year. Every year, you know, it just
it's
just
like
happens.
It's like clockwork, getting right on the money every 4th of July, right, Dave?
Yeah, right. Especially when you plan a big barbecue.
That's right. I love you. Well, you know what? You know, stranger things have happened, though. I actually have seen it snow on 4th of July here.
Well, I have. It's been several years.
Been a while, but I've seen it. No, yeah, I mean, honestly, you know, let's face it, Dave. I mean, the reality is the world, I think, has finally figured out that Colorado's not such a bad place to live after all. At one time, I think everybody thought these, you know, thought all of this list was true. And unfortunately, a lot of folks have figured out it's not the case.
Yeah. No. I mean, it was just a little bit of humor. But
no, you're fine. It's all good.
The battle's been lost.
I think that one. Now, well, it hasn't. It's funny. I still meet people, like I said, Dave. I'll travel different places. And, you know, especially in the middle of winter, they'll always ask you, you know, what's it like there? Is it snowing? And you're like, no, it's like it's warmer there than it is here. I mean, I was in Texas not long ago. We were warmer in Colorado than when I was in Texas over Thanksgiving. So, no, it's not always that way everywhere.
Yeah, well, especially, you know, other than Californians, yeah, Texans, yeah, we want to dissuade them from coming here. Other than New Yorkers, too. I mean, at least Texans have a work ethic, but New Yorkers and Californians, we don't want any more of them.
We should have, like, a test of what it takes to come to Colorado before you come, Dave, but unfortunately that's not how it works.
Well, and we should drop them off in the mountains with just a Boy Scout knife.
It'd be a big difference, you know, if we did that. Yeah, that would be a good – that'd be a good test.
3 feet of twine. And
exactly.
Your way back to town.
Exactly. In a knapsack, and here you go, guys. Have at it.
Yeah. That you know, like we do with anybody else trying to join the Elks Club or even come to this country legally.
Right.
You know, there's a test, and
that's right.
You got to pass the test.
That's
before
right.
You can stay here.
Good stuff, Dave. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I'll have a little fun as we head into Christmas week. We do appreciate it. My son Richard will join us in just a minute. Pure 4 Chevrolet is up next. If you're looking to buy a car, new or used, doesn't matter. They've got you covered on both fronts at Pure 4 Chevrolet. Find them at purefoychevrolet.com or call 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purefoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
You're at the point where you're tired of living in a kitchen that doesn't work, but you're overwhelmed at the thought of a total redesign. Yes, you'd love a new kitchen that works, but you feel daunted by the process. Here's the good news. By hiring the Enchanted Kitchens design team, not only are you guaranteed a gorgeous, functional, finished product, but you also get to hand over all the stress and uncertainty to a team of professionals who know what they're doing. The design team at Enchanted Kitchens has been doing this long enough to know that every kitchen will run into at least one design challenge. But with a team of experienced designers on your side, you won't need to face those challenges alone. Have a conversation now with the Enchanted Kitchens design team and start talking through the process together. Let them make it work for you. Set up a free, no-obligation consultation at the Experience Center. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers. He'll join us at 5 o'clock for our Monday Mortgage Minute. In the meantime, anything you need from Kurt, give him a call today. 720-895-0500. Rates are low. Find out what he can do for you. Again, 720-895-0500.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever, and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take aim, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 56. Little jingle bells, Richard Rush, my son, joining us now. Richard, welcome. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, getting ready for Christmas. Although it feels weird this year, Dad. I was talking about this with Lauren over the weekend. It just feels like Christmas always feels like it takes a while to get here, and it's fun, but I guess maybe it's because we've been already with family so much this year that it doesn't feel as special. I don't know. I mean, I'm excited for it. It just feels a little bit different this year, don't you think?
It feels very different. And to your point, I don't know why, whether it's just, you know, COVID and, you know, the whole experience of just, you know, either shopping or not shopping because of it and not being able to go out to eat with, you know, family and friends even before the holidays, unless you want to go sit in the, you know, cold tent somewhere. Yeah, the whole thing is, let's just face it, we've screwed it up royally.
Yeah, and then for a variety of reasons, and I know as we kind of get to the end of the year, we don't want to, you know, harp on all this other nonsense, but as you know, I had an experience over at a Costco over this past weekend that was just an interesting time, and just, I'm with you, I'm over it, I'm ready for Christmas, I enjoy giving gifts, getting gifts, I think most people do, get to spend time with family, hopefully we can all, you know, go out and do stuff, you know, and enjoy the last kind of latter part of the year, and then hopefully start 2021 and have better stuff to look forward to. And maybe we can just be nice to each other, you know, that'd be, you know, use some common sense, discernment, those sorts of things.
Well, you would hope so. Although I really feel like we've given this power to the Kevins and Karens of the world, and that power is not going to be taken back easily.
No, it's not. We've really given a lot. Well, it's going to take people finally standing up and saying, basically, this is, you know, nope, I'm not doing this anymore. And I know you and I have talked about that, and I think that's going to be a really fascinating and also scary part of 2021 is, okay, how is this going to work moving forward? You know, when are these companies going to give us back our freedoms? So, okay, if you don't want to wear a mask, you don't have to wear a mask in the store, right? And when are these companies, you know, and people going to allow you to congregate at your house for without fear of being had the police called on you? You know, a number of different things, and I'm with you. I think that, I'll be honest, even a lot of Christians, Dad, who have given away a lot of freedoms, I think they're kind of in for a rude awakening as far as what that's actually going to look like, and you know how they're actually going to grab back those freedoms that they really probably didn't realize they had, or I guess that they probably took advantage of.
Well, and you know, I raised you. You're raising kids now, and you know this as well. And I guess some of these people that you just mentioned don't understand that when you give something away, it's really hard to get that back. What I mean by that is you're raising kids, and all of a sudden you set a curfew for a certain amount. Well, it's always hard to back up the curfew. In other words, if you set the curfew for your kids at midnight and you find out that's not working so well and you decide to back it up to 11 o'clock, guess what? You're not going to back it up. I mean, that's why as parents, we always take little chunks at things that we allow our kids to do, because if you give them everything at once, you can't rein that back in.
Yeah, 100%. And people, and I even posted something on Facebook to this point this morning, because, you know, it came out that Dr. Birx, who actually really liked it at the start, I thought she was pretty level-headed about everything, and then, you know, as with kind of all of them and little, you know, the dictator Fauci and communists and whatever you want to say for there, you know, he, you know, kind of changed my opinion on all this, and that is, basically, she went out, you know, she's been telling people, don't travel, you know, stay in your home, so on and so forth, and she, like all the other public officials, decided, I'm going to go to my vacation beach house in Delaware. And by the way, something that I think, I know you and I agree on, which is, that is fine with us to do.
Right.
I am fine.
I don't care.
If you want to go do it, exactly. Just stop preaching to the American public and demanding and saying that, essentially, you don't care for someone if you choose not to, you know, stay home or whatever it might be. And so I don't understand when people are going to wake up. But like you said, Dad, 100%, it's funny how it works in regards to, you've got people out there that are like, oh, you know, for the good of for the good of society, you know, for the safety of us all, you know, for just to save one life. And we can get into, you know, other debates about that. But it's like, folks, when you give people more power, especially politicians, especially, but like you said, that it's an experiment. If you don't believe us, take your kids and give them a little bit more power. Because kids are kind of like politicians,
right?
Dad, right.
Right.
You know, you give them power, or you give them a little, you give them an inch, and they try to take a mile. Trust me, I did it with you. I know, I did it with you a number of different times, and that's why, you know, you would let me get away with certain things and then not get away with others. And that's why, as a parent, that's what you do. And guess what? We essentially are the parents of politicians, folks.
Right.
We are there. We are supposed to be, at least, not necessarily giving this power away and saying this is okay. This is okay if you do this, so on and so forth. For example, folks, why has no one questioned the CDC over why masks should be recommended for anyone 2 and up? Obviously, that was not written by someone who has a 2-year-old.
No,
because all of us know with a 2-year-old, as you know, Dad, with my nearly 2-year-old, he's not wearing. Again, he's doing good to keep all of his clothes on before the end of the day. much less a mask. You know,
that's a good point.
And honestly, when I get him to his diaper, and then he wants to take that off, so it's really quite an experience. And so it's like, We're letting these people, you know, tell us that stuff, and then you have different, you know, differing views, and it's like, yeah, folks. And here's the deal, and it's conservative, Democrat, it's everyone in between, Dad. It doesn't matter, but yeah, folks, you're supposed to be a parent. And again, back to the kid example, I've experienced it. I've done it. You know, again, try that on your kids. Give them the ability, you know, give them the authority to make some decisions in your life, and see where it gets you, and then try to take that authority back. Good luck.
Right.
It's
impossible.
Takes a while. It takes some spankings, takes some timeouts, it takes some taking away of toys, things like that, that do it. The problem is you got the parents in politics, Dad. You have the parents that have been running the asylum or running the roost for so long that we're now all kind of screwed, to be honest with you. They've got bills. You know, okay, they need more money. We'll just pass a bill of more money. It doesn't matter that we're in debt. We just keep printing more. You know, there's no checks and balances, none of the above. You know, why does it matter?
I don't get it. And a lot of these, you know, back to your comment about Christians and even churches and what some of these, you know, you and I've talked about this off air, but some of these churches, you know, not pushing back harder on, you know, seating capacities and all the limitations and so on. I mean, I can't believe how easily even the church has caved into some of these things. And, you know, I get it. They're trying to be good neighbors and all of that. But the reality is what they didn't realize is by allowing them to be pushed around to everything we've just said for the last few minutes, they're going to continue to get pushed around now. It's going to get worse, not better.
I 100% agree. And I'm with you 1,000,000% in that regard. And and that's where, like you said, I know you and I talked about over the weekend as far as, you know, the Supreme Court ruling. And by the way, Dad, it's amazing how little coverage that ruling
none.
As far as the churches
yeah, got,
has
got none.
Gotten amongst media and everything else. And it's kind of one of those things where it kind of gets swept under the rug and a lot of media is going to say, no, we covered in, it's like, but people, you didn't give that near the coverage that you gave the lockdowns and the shutdowns. So anyways, but yeah, you have that happen, Dad, and then you still have churches across the state, even some large churches, that are basically saying, okay, you know what, you can just let us know when it's okay to open up. You know, it's like, no, get open, folks. And here's the deal. No one is forcing you to go to church.
No.
No one's forcing you to go to a store. No, I'll be honest, I did 99% of my Christmas shopping this year online, as I do every year. Right?
Yeah,
nothing ever changed there.
But along those lines, so you did yours online, but as I was passing Flatiron Crossing Mall last night, so it's Sunday night, by the way. This is Sunday, not Saturday. Sunday night. I drive by the mall. It's jam-packed, and I'm thinking to myself, we can't eat indoors. You can't go to church without without some sort of a reservation. You dare not sit next to somebody, but you can dang go to the mall. It's no big deal. I don't understand the methodology behind what we're doing, Richard. It makes no sense.
Well, and that's the thing, and that's where, again, people are like, well, you believe in science. Well, here's the deal. Science is not showing, or is showing, I should say, that there's very minimal transmission from indoor dining, that there's very minimal transmission from sporting events, that there's very minimal transmission from schools. And yet, here in Colorado, you have to have our governor, who, again, don't like in the least bit, but he has to take time to put together a group to work with the Department of Education to get schools to open back up because he wasn't going to force anyone to do so. Again, and I'm with Trump on this one. We should have cut funding to all schools that weren't open up in person.
I agree.
Why do you need it?
All we're doing, in my opinion, all we're doing with these schools not being open is we are allowing teachers to even get more lazy, in my opinion, than they already were. Sorry, folks. Yes, teachers are lazy. They work 9 months out of the year, if they're lucky. They get all summers off. They get paid very well. I know you all think they're some sort of hero and frontline worker. They're not a hero in my book, especially now, because the majority of these teachers are the reason why we don't have schools open, because they get all whiny and mad about being open back up again because of the quote-unquote transmission of COVID, and it's a bunch of nonsense. They ought to all be working right now. And let me tell you what, it's a whole lot, despite what they'll tell you, it's a whole lot easier for them to work online than it is in a classroom.
You know that there's quite a few private schools open, and I feel like I see quite a bit of, you know, transmission in those private schools.
No, of course,
you know,
not
that are open. Even some charter schools are open there, and you're 100% correct, and there are some really good teachers out there. In fact, I know several of them that they want to be in class and they want to be teaching.
Problem is they're outweighed by all the bad ones.
Well, here's the deal, that they're outweighed by the union, because
right.
The union have taken charge, and you're starting to see that with all sorts of things. Here's what I never understand, and I know we're kind of covering a multitude of topics today, but this is one that's passionate, I know, for you and I. When it comes to school choice, if you actually sit down and explain, you know, you get all sorts of reaction from Democrats and all sorts of other stuff. When you explain it, all we're wanting with school choice is for the money to follow the child. Instead of just basically, folks,
right.
You're in a district, and so your money automatically goes to those schools in that district. All we're saying for school choice is wherever your kid goes to school, that's who gets your money.
Right.
Why would you not want that? Right? Like,
Because the teachers' unions don't like competition, Richard. That's why. The Democrats don't like competition.
Exactly. That they don't like competition because it doesn't ever work out for them.
Nope.
Because
they
know
lose.
That if there's true competition,
right.
The public schools are not going to do near as well. And so that's, I'm with you. Again, I think that 2021 hopefully is a better year than 2020. I mean, there's obviously been bright spots and bright parts of it, and I really enjoyed, parts of 2020 for sure, and you know, it's just a year. So, you know what, we'll move on to the next one. But I'll be honest, that I feel for a lot of people. There's been a lot of people that are still stuck in their houses.
Right.
And have been since March.
That's right.
And I'm just like, man, I don't know how you're doing it. So hopefully in 2021, we get back to it. Again, this vaccine gives some people the ability to feel confident in doing that. Because, again, I'd go to a concert tomorrow if you let me.
Me too.
I wouldn't be too scared.
It wouldn't bother me a bit.
So,
I'd go in a heartbeat. Yeah, it wouldn't bother me. All right, we'll come right back.
That,
I know we got a review to do as well. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Gino's Auto Services next, folks. And with Gino's, it's Gino's with a J. As we head into Christmas week and then into the new year, anything your vehicle needs, they're there for you. It's ginosautoservice.com. Gino's with a J, 303-794-6700.
If there's one thing Gino's knows, it's that a well-maintained vehicle performs and lasts, especially during the harsh and sudden Colorado winter weather. Take advantage of Gino's free multi-point inspection. We'll evaluate your vehicle by looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Any maintenance or repair work on your vehicle comes with a NAPA Peace of Mind warranty, covering parts and labor for 36 months or 36,000 miles. To make your life simpler, Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Gino's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers through NAPA Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done. If you think your vehicle will benefit from our multi-point inspection, give Gino's a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bulls and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stay safe this winter. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Sharon says, "Love this company. They have gone above and beyond to respond to our copier and service needs for the past 10 years. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. My son, Richard Rush, with me today. And today being the shortest daylight day of the year, I was just telling Charlie, Richard, that by February 21st, so in 2 months, 60 days roughly, we gain over an hour of daylight just in 2 months.
Thank goodness.
I mean, that's at night. That doesn't even count the mornings. That's just at night.
This is the worst part of Christmas, in my opinion, is it always. Well, maybe best part, Dad. Because it always, we have the shortest day of the year right around Christmas, but then it always starts to get lighter, you know, a little bit later and all of that. And then obviously we have March where we, again, I guess, spring forward at that point in time and
right.
Get on the time that we should all year, and then we kind of start getting to longer days, which is so nice. I mean, by the way, it changes. It's amazing how daylight and sunlight changes moods for folks, and that's why I'm still convinced that, you know, back on the previous topic, why some of the Democrat, you know, friends and such that are out there, they're just kind of unhappy people.
Yep, you know? I agree.
They've been stuck inside, haven't experienced the sun or any of that sort of thing. So,
To us about it. I know you just drove a really great car recently. Talk about the Avalon, Toyota Avalon.
Yeah, so we got two cars. The first one up is the 2020 Toyota Avalon, a new sporty TRD trim level, which we actually have driven in the Camry version. So obviously the Avalon's kind of like the top of the line. There's not a whole lot new for 2020 outside of that. So pretty much the same car, which is a really nice put together vehicle, a very nice luxury car. It feels nice on the inside. I believe this is actually an all wheel drive version. They don't have all wheel drive version just yet, which is kind of a little bit disappointing. And you know what? Actually, as we're doing that, I'm going to check because I could have sworn that was available. And sorry, here as I pull it up, it is now. I apologize. So the all-wheel drive is now available, and this was a 2021 we reviewed, and that's why I was looking at this. Is now available on the Avalon.
Nice.
So if you're looking for a sedan, folks, you really like the Toyota. This is something. Again, they added all-wheel drive, which I know is big for us here in Colorado. And outside of that, it's pretty much unchanged. They've got a few different, options and trim levels and stuff, but it's still the luxury car. It's got heated and ventilated front seats, a heated steering wheel, dual zone climate control, beautiful apportionments, finishes. It's got a nice V6 engine, which works really, really well. And overall, just a great car, Dad. And again, like I said, I could have sworn I saw that. All-wheel drive, which is a great option here in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And you've driven the Avalon before.
It's
one of your more favorite cars, isn't it?
It is. As far as a high-end car goes, it's essentially a, you know, let's face it, you move to Lexus to the next model up on the Lexus, and the reality is it's essentially an Avalon. It just doesn't have the same nameplate. So if you're somebody that's worried about having that Lexus nameplate, and there are those folks out there, Richard, that would apply, and they have to keep a lower profile and so on. If that's the case, go drive an Avalon. It's the same.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be fantastic.
Same as an ES, basically, Lexus.
Exactly, 100%, which is honestly, and that's one of the sellings, and I'm actually currently driving a Lexus ES, which is kind of that next step up, like
right.
You're saying, Dad. And there's not a whole lot of differences between the two. It's been great to jump right into both of them, which is a really nice feature. One thing to note, I did mention the V6. The all-wheel drive will actually be paired with a 2.5-liter four-cylinder from the Camry. And so it does have about 100 horsepower less. I think they're obviously doing that for the all-wheel drive portion of it. But, again, it's not something that, depending on, honestly, your driving style, and I'll be honest, Dad, right, most people driving the Avalon aren't necessarily looking to go someplace, you know.
Right.
They're not looking to 0 to 60 type, right?
Right.
And so it's a great car for
that.
True. Lots of roomy cabin, one of our personal favorites. And so if folks are interested, head to their local Toyota dealer, even in these crazy COVID times, test drive it, get their friends in it, get their family in it, and let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio sent them.
All right, what's next?
So next is another Toyota, and we actually drove this one a few weeks ago. We had another review, just unfortunately, it just didn't work out with the wind and such that we always tend to have in Colorado at the most inopportune times as of late. But that's going to be the 2020 Toyota Venza. It actually might even be the 2021 Toyota Venza, so don't quote me on the exact year. But it's an all-new midsize SUV. So for folks that are thinking in their head, I feel like I've heard Venza. You have. Toyota actually had it a number of years ago, and it was kind of station wagon-y, right?
Mm-hmm. It was.
It actually was done. They removed it after 2015. We had driven several of them. It was a great family car, but it just didn't have a really good, attractive look to it. Well, they've now revamped it with a lot of other midsize SUVs coming out.
It'd be a 2021, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so 2021. So the Chevy Blazer, the Honda Passport, the Subaru Outback, the Volkswagen Atlas Crossport, all of these vehicles we've driven. And I will say the Venza competes very, very competitively with those. It's an attractive vehicle now. It doesn't look as station wagon-y.
It's bigger than a RAV4, too, correct? And less. So basically, it's in between the RAV4 Highlander, am I right?
Correct. Yeah, it's just slightly bigger than a RAV4, slightly smaller than a Highlander, but has very similar kind of output and stuff. Now, one thing to note, all Venzas are hybrids.
Okay.
So they all use a 2.5-liter four-cylinder with two electric motors. I believe they're actually all all-wheel drive, and I'm pretty correct in that, which is nice, and it doesn't seem like it's a lot, but folks, Toyota with their hybrid technology, they've made up for putting those smaller engines in there by a kind of with that initial jump right. that you get, right? Dad, you've driven them enough to right. know that, which is really, really nice. So it's a great car. I got several comments on, what car is that? You know, people didn't necessarily know. It looks more like a RAV4, Dad, but I think you hit the nail on the head. And, you know, the size apportionment is right between a RAV4 and a Highlander, and that's kind of the looks of it, too. They right. kind of mush those together. And, yeah, exactly, not in a bad way. Nice apportionments on the mm-hmm. inside. Again, roomy enough to where you can fit four full-size adults without too much of an issue. So if you live in an urban environment, maybe, you know, whatever it is, you got friends, family, whatever it is, definitely a car I would consider. It's got all the safety features that Toyota's putting on their vehicles now as far as the lane departure warning and the adaptive cruise control and all that fun stuff. And a really nice car, really peppy. And, again, you're kind of looking at it online, that I'm sure now I know you didn't get to drive it. What's your first impression?
I like the looks of it. I like the size. I've seen a few of them on the lots lately. And it really is, it does fit. And you're right, that early Venza, it was a good car, great concept. I went to some of the launches. I actually went to the launch on that car when it first came out. Great car, but this one is far better than the early Venza. I'll just say it straight up. It looks better. The all-wheel drive, again, you're right. It's all-wheel drive and all hybrid on each one of the models. But it really, I think, does fit a great niche for that market.
Yeah, and you can get one, Dad. I'm looking, I believe. You can get one for under $40,000. So you can get a hybrid SUV, mid-sized SUV for four full-size adults, all-wheel drive for in the mid-30s, which I think the average car being sold these days is like $32,000, mm-hmm. $33,000, like that, new car. So again, folks, definitely something to consider, especially here in Colorado, a Toyota, and don't be scared off by the hybrid technology. Dad, it's one thing I will say Toyota's done really, really well at, is that hybrid technology, right? They've really kind of brought it to the masses, and they just keep doing it by kind of putting it out on more and more of their vehicles. So
great.
Definitely interesting. And so if folks are interested, again, head to their dealer, test drive it, see it up close and personal, because you won't think it's a Venza. And when you do that, let them know that we sent you.
Great. Good stuff. Richard, I will, unless you got something else, I will let you go with that. Don't forget, everybody, and I'm sure, Richard, you'll be doing the same. Try to see if you can find the Christmas star tonight as we start to get darker here in about the next 15, 20 minutes. It'll be a great time to see that in the southwest skies, and I'm sure you and the boys will want to see that. So,
yep, absolutely. And folks, let me tell you this. I don't think this has happened since right around, I think they're saying basically kind of, you know, biblical times, and there was someone that was saying that, well, you know, there's an explanation for the star in the sky above Bethlehem when Jesus was born, and yeah, you know what the explanation was? And that's God. And this is one more prime example of, yep. you know, how good he is and how big he is, Dad, you know, and
well
it
kind
of makes our problems go away a little bit.
Well said. Richard, I appreciate it. Have a great night, and we will see you Wednesday. We will have our movie reviews on Wednesday this week instead of Thursday, since it is Christmas Eve. Bruce Simmons is up next. He is our reverse mortgage specialist, folks. If you're 62 years of age or older, and you've thought about how to use the equity in your house, and maybe you need it to live on, maybe you want to make an investment, maybe you just need it, and you want to do other things with it, and it's sitting there, a reverse mortgage can help you in all those areas. Talk to Bruce today on how that works specifically in your case, 303-467-7821, or find him at reversemortgageradio.net, or I'll find him also at klzradio.com.
You don't need it now, but you will need it someday. You're still working, and you're not planning on retiring immediately, but you'd like to have cash available for your future. A reverse mortgage line of credit allows you to convert a portion of the value of your home into tax-free, liquid money available to you at any time, and you don't need to use it right away. KLZ's local reverse mortgage specialist, Bruce Simmons, has been hearing from homeowners 62 years and older who haven't retired yet, but who would like to get a reverse mortgage now while interest rates are still so low. Bruce can help you maximize the amount of money available to you, setting up a line of credit that will continue to grow tax-free until the day you need it. Don't wait until you retire. Plan ahead now so you know you have the money when you need it. Set up a free consultation with Bruce Simmons at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, as the sun starts to set in this Denver area, you look to the southwest. Be sure to look to see if you can see the planet alignment. It is absolutely crystal clear right now. In fact, Charlie, you can see more that direction than I. I don't think there's a single cloud in the sky when you look to the southwest. Hopefully you'll be able to see the stars, the planet alignment, I should say, that makes it look like one big star that should be here in about 15, 20 minutes. You'll be able to see that. We will be looking out the window and we'll announce that as well. All right, up next, we've got Kurt Rogers joining us, of course, for his Monday Mortgage Minute, top of the hour. And then John Diamond's going to join us. The Atheist Vaccine is the title of what he's going to talk about. And really what he's going to talk about is there are folks out there that really believe this vaccine can do some DNA changing. Is that the case? Is it good? Is it bad? What should we be concerned about? I am not an expert when it comes to the vaccine other than what I have read, folks. And so we will hear from John Diamond on how this potentially works for all of you, what you should be thinking and what you should be looking out for when it comes to the vaccine. So we'll talk to him as soon as we come back. If you're listening to us, don't forget you can listen to all of our replays. By the way, all of our past shows, our replays, I should say, are on our SoundCloud account. You can find that by going to rushtoreason.com and listen to all of our podcasts there. We get them up typically the next morning. So if you miss anything in any show, you're free to go back and re-listen again. And again, all of the shows are listed there. Otherwise, hour number three is coming up next. Don't go anywhere. We will look for the planet alignment here in just a few minutes. So stay tuned. Hour number three is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.